Dr. Seth Moore is Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The band engages in fisheries and wildlife research projects throughout the year, working with moose, wolves, fish, deer, grouse, and environmental issues. Dr. Moore appears regularly on WTIP North Shore Community Radio, talking about the band's current and ongoing projects. And I'd like to welcome you to the studio now. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Kara.
What is happening up in Grand Portage right now?
Well, I guess today I'll start off by talking about some alternative energy projects we have going on. I'm pretty excited about these, but the band has hired two different consulting firms to develop some feasibility studies for both wood-burning biomass and also for wind power. We've just received a final report on the feasibility for biomass, and there's a number of different options for the band to consider. And the wind turbine development report is going to be completed soon, and some of the options for wind look fairly favorable.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to biomass, what are some of the options that have been identified?
The company that we hired looked at options from individual home heating all the way up to the entire reservation heating and electricity generation using biomass.
What did they propose?
Well, the proposals varied. The home heating ones were as simple as installing stoves in individual houses and using reservation wood to fuel the stoves. The most complex option was using reservation wood to fuel both heat and electricity. That heat would be delivered through underwater lines that delivered hot water to buildings and houses.
What's the next step with the biomass development then?
The next step is for the tribal council really to decide what, if any, of these options look the best in terms of helping to develop sustainable biomass energy on reservation lands, and if we want to go with a heating route or a heat or electricity route.
And what is the reason that the tribe is interested in alternative energy?
There are a number of different reasons for doing this. We think that developing either wind or biomass power has benefits that include, you know, further establishing Grand Portage's sovereignty by gaining some self-sufficiency and ending our reliance on others for power. We have frequent power losses because of how far we are from the transmission source, and that can be both dangerous and costly to homeowners during the winter. Same thing with power outages related to heating people's houses. And providing our own energy will likely reduce the occurrences of some of these losses.
Okay. Well, getting back now to wind turbine development, that's kind of an exciting topic.
Yeah, it is. We may decide to install one wind turbine to provide some power to the reservation, or we may decide to install multiple turbines. We haven't yet decided. There have been some challenges, partly because developing the wind power is challenging due to the distance from the reservation where the turbines would have to be located. So there would be some loss of electricity due to the length of lines that were required. And also that it's very rough terrain and very high terrain where we would need to install these. So we really have to consider the benefits versus the cost to do this. But hopefully we'll be able to figure this out in a way that will provide some electricity for the reservation.
Does it look like plans will move forward for some kind of wind energy?
For both of these different projects, if the tribe determines that they're feasible and cost-effective, as in it won't cost more money to do this than we would actually gain from energy production, I have a feeling we would move forward on one or both.
Okay. Well, you're the head of a couple of departments up in Grand Portage, and I know that you have people engaged in different activities all the time, such as water sampling, stream restoration, beach sampling. What's been going on lately up there?
Sure, I'll give a couple little updates. Our surface water sampling is winding down for this season. We've collected water quality data on a monthly basis. We've collected habitat information, macroinvertebrates, which are aquatic bugs, and zooplankton for 7 different lakes on the reservation, 4 rivers, and 5 points in Lake Superior. At a superficial level, it looks like our overall water quality is excellent, and we're beginning some data analysis on that project. Mm-hmm. We just finished some stream restoration work at Red Rock Creek, and we've found that based on the habitat improvements we've made, their water quality improved very quickly. Sedimentation rates have dropped down, and after several years, we've noticed that the insect communities have begun to recover to the point where the communities we're seeing now are communities that illustrate high quality water.
Mm-hmm. Where is Red Rock Creek?
Red Rock Creek cuts through about the middle part of the reservation as you're heading from Reservation River up towards the border. And it cuts through an area that has been logged in the past, and also there's been an old sawmill there, and there's been some disturbance in the past. And so sedimentation from the disturbance plugged up the creek, and we did a bunch of different types of projects there to restore vegetation and to clear out some of the sediment that had built up and put in a settling basin. And it seems like the stream is recovering nicely.
School is back in session. I know that you sometimes do things with Oshke Ogamog. Are you guys doing anything with the schools right now?
Yeah, we are. And this is one of the things I'm most proud about my environmental department, is that several of our staff go down to the school twice a week and teach an entire environmental curriculum. So we began this last week to kick off the new school year. The Trustlands staff took the students out canoeing and exploring in the woods. And while the weather remains nice, some of the other activities for this month will include a nature hike and doing some archery. Future activities during the school year will include working at our native fish hatchery. I think we're going to do some science projects there, looking at growth rates. We'll be doing some ice fishing. I think the kids will be doing some woodworking, building bat houses and crafts. And we're going to teach the children how to be environmental stewards.
Well, speaking of children, your daughter likes to share trivia with our listeners. And I'm getting feedback on that people are really enjoying this part of it. So do you have anything for us today?
I sure do. The piece of trivia I have for today is that dolphins sleep with one eye open.
Okay. That's pretty cute. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The Grand Portage Reservation is located in the far northeast corner of Minnesota on the shore of Lake Superior in Cook County. And the band engages in fisheries and wildlife research projects throughout the year. And Dr. Moore joins us here at WTIP with regular updates. Thanks so much for coming in, Dr. Moore.
Sure. Thank you, Kara.